Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
This segment is not for young kids. You are in the Gear House now. Uh-oh, she's in eyesight. She's got your attention. This hot babe is coming in. She's the one that's got the right top, the right bottom, the right curves. Uh-oh, you know what's happening to you now. The pressure is beginning to build up. It's your altered estate, otherwise known as your fantasy. This is where you go to escape reality, where you feel loved, where you feel significant, where everybody in your fantasy world are objects, where the women do everything you want them to do. Do you ever sexually salivate there, Stud Muffin, sort of like Pavlov's dog? You know, you have in your fantasy world just that right kind of female. She has just the right top and bottom and the right color hair and face. And when that kind of female actually comes into your real world, you know, you start going into a fantasy world. You start feeling the pressure building up. This is because of the neurological, the biological, and the sexual conditioning of the sexual stronghold, the life conditioning sexual stronghold. You remember the story of Pavlov's dog, don't you? The classic conditioning case in Psych 101 that you learned. Pavlov's dog was given food after a bell was rung. And then over a period of time, the dog connected the bell with the food so much that when the bell would ring, the dog would begin to salivate, thus a biological response. Now, once again, what exactly is a life-controlling stronghold, whether it be sexual or not? Usually, a stronghold in your life that is mastering you in some area is usually some kind of a byproduct. It's a byproduct of some kind of suffering in your past. And it may be some kind of something from a dysfunctional family earlier in your life. It may be some kind of an unmet need. Maybe you didn't get the kind of unconditional love that you needed. Or it could be some kind of a wound from your past imposed on you by a mother or a father or a friend or a brother or a sister or whatever. It can be some kind of a personal trauma. For instance, some kind of a really serious loss in your life or some kind of a real injustice. Maybe something to do with some kind of a job. It may be something to do with some kind of a loss in death of someone. And it can be just our very addictive culture. I mean, you just think about it. We are heavily indulged no matter where we look around us, particularly in the sexual area. So that's why that some kind of a life-controlling sexual stronghold is multifaceted. It usually isn't just caused by a singular reason. The roots can be found in a lot of areas. Remember alcoholism in the earlier days, and then people thought it was purely a moral problem. It's a lot deeper than that. The thought used to be, if the addict would just control himself, he wouldn't act this way. Well, too often, a sexual stronghold has been cast as a character or a spiritual problem solely. Some people have labeled it as a psychological problem. Do you know the real root of having a sexual stronghold isn't just one factor? And discovering the root to your personal sexual stronghold, you got to get in and really study it and try to dissect this thing because it is multifaceted. Now, let's talk about one missing link that very often that we leave out, and that's that biological aspect. Now, one of the reasons that a sexual stronghold is usually connected with a biochemistry adrenaline rush is because of the need of the brain for certain chemicals. Two of them, very important ones, are endorphins and enkephalins. I don't understand them, but everybody has the need for these chemicals. And the brain is driven to get and to meet this need. And it can get them in several ways. For one, sometimes they get them through these runners who have these buzzes when they get extremely tired and in great pain from running very hard.
You know, Gary, I've learned how to really feel good and to get high when I do anything in the way of exercising.
Okay, Benny, what might that be?
I stop.
When it comes to sex, we send a lot of endorphins to the brain. The chemicals are very powerful substances that flood the brain. So the brain gets its neurological needs met this way. So the problem with a life-controlling sexual stronghold isn't always related just to abuse or some kind of trauma or spirituality. It's that it's got that biochemistry adrenaline rush aspect too. And most likely, people with some kind of a stronghold, and in today's society, you very possibly may have this. And if you don't, there are men around you who do, because it's very, very common today for a man to have some kind of a sexual distortion in his life.
Men Who Win. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.
A life-controlling sexual stronghold. There is good news in that recovery is possible. Dr. Doug Weiss, who in his book, The Final Freedom, talks about that a key is, and I found this personally to be true, is retraining the brain. Retraining the brain. Don't fight this monster alone. You can be liberated into your true self. Don't let this stronghold rob you of your true God-given destiny. You know, when you go into that fantasy, remember, it's a biochemistry thing. Part of the process is a biochemistry dimension. The brain needs that adrenaline rush fix. And when you go into the fantasy, your brain expects and demands an ejaculation. And you may remember that your fantasy world began probably at a young age, around 12 or 13. And your body will have responses to whatever sexual thoughts that you put into that altered state. You have connected this conditioning to objects, that is women, who look a particular way in your fantasy world. The getting off fantasy sex is very different than relational sex, the very best that there is, the one that satisfies your deepest longing. And you can have that, but first of all, you've got to admit that you're powerless over that stronghold. And then you've got to seek God and other men to help you, so that when the pressure is building up, you have a plan that supernaturally empowers you.
Let's just get naked.
If you're discovering that the more sex that you get, the more hollow it is, whether it's with somebody or self-sex, then my friend, get deliverance. Healing and restoration are a definite with Christ, the Holy Spirit, and another Christian man or two.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. menwhowin.com.